USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in Europe for a NATO summit meeting that marks the 70th anniversary of the alliance. Impeachment, though, very much on the minds of reporters who followed him. After meeting today with the Secretary General of NATO, the President again defended his conversations with the President of Ukraine, which is at the root of the impeachment inquiry back home. The President says Democrats are doing a disservice to America.
They've wasted a lot of time. We're trying to get prescription drugs reduced very substantially. We could do it easily. They don't have any time to do anything.
Meanwhile, the House Intelligence Committee's impeachment report will be released to the public today, detailing findings from its probe into whether the president did try to pressure Ukraine to investigate political rivals. It would next go to the House Judiciary Committee, which could draw up articles of impeachment against him. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 and see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
95-year-old former President Jimmy Carter hospitalized again in Georgia. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
He's being treated for a urinary tract infection, the Carter Center saying he's feeling better. Carter was home for Thanksgiving after being released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where he spent 2 weeks. Doctors there performing a procedure to reduce pressure on his brain after a few recent falls. Carter is the oldest living U.S. president.
Jury selection scheduled to start today in the defamation lawsuit trial of Elon Musk, the founder and CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, being sued by a British cave explorer who helped rescue a dozen boys and their soccer coach from a cave in Thailand last year. Vernon Unsworth suing Musk after the billionaire entrepreneur called him a pedo guy on Twitter. Yesterday, an L.A. federal court judge ruled that lawyers can ask potential jurors if they have strong opinions about billionaires. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo discussing the ongoing Hong Kong protests and sanctions on Iran during a speaking engagement. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Secretary Mike Pompeo first calling on China to uphold its treaty when it took over governance of Hong Kong.
Well, you have a people that is desirous of having the Chinese Communist Party live up to the promise that it made back in 1997. It's a ratified treaty. Since the United Nations, they talked about having one country but two systems.
China's now imposed sanctions on the U.S. in response to last week's enactment of a law supporting pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. Pompeo also telling an audience at the University of Louisville that sanctions the Trump administration has placed on Iran are working. He says all the administration wants is for Iran to act like a typical nation.
To Wisconsin, where a student under arrest after bringing a gun to school. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
A suspect has been hospitalized and arrested after trying to open fire at a high school in Wisconsin. Speaking with reporters, Waukesha Police Chief Russell Jack says a 17-year-old male student brought a handgun to South High School.
Other officers from the Waukesha Police Department, Waukesha Sheriff, responded to the school and begin dialogue with the suspect in an attempt to de-escalate the situation.
The suspect was taken to a local hospital and is currently in stable condition. No other students or officers were injured during the incident.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.